How are you, Amanda?
I am good. Let me see if I have to move anything around. Is this bright enough for you or good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Sometimes I feel like I'm...
It hasn't
like,
blown out my face enough yet.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I feel like I get too blown out on my face where you can't see me anymore.
That's the best thing for me, though. I have a face for radio. I'm not supposed to be behind a camera.
Oh, my God.
That's why I started a podcast.
You are horrible. You are beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm wearing lipstick, and my mom was like, oh, it's a nice lipstick color. I was like, it's the same color as my lips.
It's a nice color.
Thanks. It literally, if your I lips took this off, better. If I took this off, it would look like I was still wearing it.
I'm wearing a Kylie
I like it.
Lip kit.
It's nice.
It's really nice. And yeah. The lip liner, it like feels like it moisturizes my lips.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really nice. Because then the liquid lipstick's a little drying, but the liner like keeps it, I don't know, it's nice. And it smells good.
I have to start lining my lips because I don't do that.
I don't most of the time unless I like, you know, I had that lip kit. I got it for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Or
I bought it for myself for
it's
Christmas.
A good thing to do. It makes a difference, honestly.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Every time I have one, I feel like it makes a difference. But just don't always buy them.
Anyway. I'm so excited to talk today. This is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait.
So I have a couple things.
Yes.
So first, I just have a news item that is theme park and pop culture related.
Okay.
So
I wonder if I have know
you. I'm sure you have heard about this because it's everywhere. Have you heard about the theme park that's suing Taylor Swift?
For using, yes, and so, then she countersued them,
yeah,
right?
So I wanted to talk about that because I think it's so funny and I fucking love Taylor Swift and I've talked about her before on this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's a theme park called Evermore. I forget where it is, Utah or something?
I didn't look it up. I literally saw the headline and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I didn't click on it though, so you tell me, I'm all ears.
So Taylor Swift just put out an album called Evermore, and so the theme park is suing her for using their name. Obviously, like, they don't really have a leg to stand on there, but it's a PR stunt. Like, they want people to know who they are, you know?
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift doesn't take no shit.
No.
Especially when it comes to her art and her brand.
Exactly. So, she's already took so much shit, she's probably like, nah.
Exactly. So instead of just, like, letting it fade out or anything like that, she is countersuing because the same theme park uses her songs for theme park... what's it called when you have a show, like a musical show at a concert?
concert? Wait, no.
Yeah,
performance?
But like a performance.
Okay.
Yeah, so like they do like shows at the theme park, like you'd have at Disney or whatever.
They use her
and
music?
They use her music. Three of her like popular songs they perform at their theme park. So that's why she's countersuing.
That's strange. Sorry, I'm gonna just make this a little bit brighter. Sorry.
Which also kind of shows that they clearly love Taylor Swift and they just sued her as a PR stunt.
That's weird.
Which is bullshit because that's like now Taylor Swift has to pay legal fees and everything, but she's got the money. I doubt this theme park does. You know what
I mean? I've never even heard of the theme park, so.
But you have now, and why they did it.
That's crazy, and I have to look into it more. I wonder what kind of rides they have there, like if they're even quality rides.
I wanted to look, but I haven't yet, but yeah, I wanted to see like what the theme park looked like, but I'm sure it's like,
I looked up like more pictures of Efteling today, and man, I really need to go there.
We need to go there.
I need to go there really bad. Yesterday, when I streamed, I was talking to a lovely girl from the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized, like, I put two and two together today that Efteling, I was like, oh my God, I hope I talk to her again because, like, I want to talk all about Efteling. If they've been there before,
maybe.
Because, oh my Lanta, it is gorgeous.
I know. It's like the coolest theme park in the entire world.
Holy crap. I'm obsessed.
Me too. One day.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Uh-huh.
When travel is, like, allowed again and, like, acceptable.
I would love to go. I like, once travel is, like, okay, like, for reals again, mm-hmm. I definitely want to travel more.
Yes.
Because there's so much of this world that I haven't seen, and I'm like,
man,
I need to see
it. We'll get there.
We feel old,
but we're still young.
I know. I have to remind myself that sometimes.
We've got plenty of time. So, next on the agenda, WandaVision, because now you've seen...
Yes.
Last week's episode and this week's episode.
Yes.
So, I just wanted to talk about Agatha Harkness and the character.
Yes, please.
That she
because
is.
I'm not familiar 100% with Agatha. Mm-hmm. And I remember you said that, like, that character has influenced other characters, yes. and like also she has another, ties brings in another universe,
multiple other universes.
Okay, so yeah,
so tell she. Me. She in the, like, Marvel comic book universe, she, I knew, as soon as they outed her as Agatha, I knew that they were going to do the storyline that they started this week, because in the comics, she taught Wanda how to use her chaos magic powers.
Okay, so, yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I thought, I kind of thought Agatha wasn't evil.
Well, so... She
is, should we do like a spoiler first? Like, should we do any spoiler alerts?
Oh, for... yeah. I mean, if you have
spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you are listening live right now, cover your ears. Or if
unless you are caught up or you aren't crazy and don't care that much about spoilers.
Exactly.
Because I don't understand why people get so angry.
I mean,
about
yeah.
It's chill. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
But, but yes, yeah, spoiler alert. If you don't want to be spoiled,
exactly.
Skip ahead. But I'm also going to talk about stuff that has nothing to do with WandaVision.
Okay, cool.
Just like how she exists in the
School
universe.
Me.
So she used to. So she nannied for the child of two of the Fantastic Four characters. So she Mr. Incredible, the Incredibles. No, I forget their names right now. I'm not a huge Fantastic Four person. Mm. But. So she was big in that. So it kind of made sense to me that she was sort of like caring for Wanda's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. that was kind of like who she was. But
yeah.
she was also like, and which they showed some of her backstory in this episode of
yeah.
WandaVision. She had like issues with like she's like a witch.
Yeah.
So
she's an old witch.
She like created her own like coven, whatever, I forget what they were called, something of Salem, whatever. So she wasn't evil, like, just like Wanda is evil, not evil, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just depends, and that's
misunderstood.
That's kind of how, like, the whole Marvel universe is, like, even the villains have a backstory, and they're not always villains, and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
But she has a son, and her son is Nicholas Scratch.
Wait.
Yes, so I knew when I was watching...
I'm sorry.
So I knew when I was watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina that there's a Nicholas Scratch in the Marvel
thanks,
universe.
Seth. Sorry, Seth. Hi.
Hi. but I didn't know why they named the character in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina Nicholas Scratch. So I did a bunch of research now that like Agatha Harkness is like back on the scene in the world. So and it doesn't seem like he is Nicholas Scratch. Son of Agatha Harkness,
mm-hmm.
but it was based on him, so, because he is a warlock, you know,
yeah.
he's, like, from that realm,
uh-huh.
he, you know, has the name, but otherwise, like, it's not him, but it was, like, based on him. There's no Nicholas Scratch character in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, or in the Sabrina comic, Archie comic series.
Okay, gotcha.
So, he's, like, a character that was made for the TV
show
specifically. That was loosely based on the Marvel Nicholas Scratch. But Nicholas Scratch was also, like, a quote-unquote
so cool.
villain, and he has ties with Hellcat, a.k.a. Patsy Walker from Jessica Jones, the Netflix Marvel show.
My mind is getting so blown up.
I know! I fucking know. And now we got Agatha Harkness on WandaVision.
So are they going to try to expand this universe?
Well,
like,
we talked about a few weeks ago how Netflix, like, Marvel has gotten, is it technically Marvel has gotten back the rights to the characters that Netflix was creating the
yes,
shows
yes.
on.
That's
so,
why they had taken the shows off of Netflix, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but that hadn't quite happened yet when they took them off. They had just got canceled because they knew that they were going to lose the rights and they were going to, like, end up possibly going over to Disney Plus.
Okay.
So now that Marvel has the rights back to those characters, I wonder if they will tie in to this new TV show Marvel Cinematic Universe that they're creating.
I mean, that could be possible.
In some way. It might not be...
That's like...
The characters that we knew, but I feel like... So, I listened to this podcast that I've talked to on here before called Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, and it's a TV podcast. They started out as a podcast about Game of Thrones, which is why it's called Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, because that's a line from one of the episodes. Anyway, they are, have been watching WandaVision, and they are the same as me, where they weren't really into the Avengers movies before, but they were even more so, like, not Marvel fans, so, like, they didn't care about any Marvel things ever.
Okay.
And now that they're watching WandaVision, they're, like, super into it now, and, like, going back to, like, learn about the characters, and their thought is that WandaVision is going to be like a one and done season, but but it's going to be, it's just going to be the next stepping stone into whatever's coming next in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
So, and I kind of think so too. So like maybe we'll see, we're going to see those characters again, but probably not in this context again.
Okay.
So who knows what other characters they're going to bring in, is what I'm saying. And the fact that they're expanding it out that far, that they're doing some of those more obscure characters.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I know. There's so much they can do off of that.
I know. And that's why Marvel is such a, like, cash cow, because there is endless content.
I mean, that is true. That is endless content.
There's endless content. There's decades worth of comics that all tie into each other in some way.
I think that, like, if they were, I mean, Greg said that they're supposed to be making, like, aside from just, like, the comic book characters, they're supposed to be making a spin-off show between Kat Dennings' character and I can't think of his name right now, the investigator that was also Ant-Man. They're supposed to be making, like, a spin-off
show.
That
would be cool.
For that, but, like, in the ways, I'm probably, like, botching the description, but, like, similar to an X-Files type thing.
That would be awesome.
That's what Greg said. I don't know if it's, like,
I haven't heard anything
reputable,
about that, but
he had seen it.
I need something.
Yeah, I'm excited for Loki, too. Like, Loki is going to...
Yeah, totally.
I think they just announced that it's going to be coming out this summer, I'm pretty... Or summer or spring? Maybe May, I think I saw something about it.
They're also doing a new show on Disney Plus that's going to be Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes, yes.
So that's another thing to look forward to in the universe.
Yeah.
And I like the way they're doing these shows, so I'm excited to see.
I know.
I'm excited to see what that's like, because I normally probably wouldn't have wanted to watch that, but because how much I like WandaVision, I'm going to give it a shot.
I mean, did you watch, you know that there's, like, scenes after the credits, right?
I mean, I haven't seen, what do you mean?
In WandaVision.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so did you watch the after credits scene?
Of course.
So, to me, to me who's not big into, like, the comics, like, lore, I guess, of it.
Right. That's, like, the only thing I care about.
That's awesome, because then you can tell me if what I'm thinking is a possibility.
Totally.
So, basically, what Agatha was saying, or not Agatha, what was that asshole agent from, is it Stem? What is the name of the place that Wanda goes to get Vision's
sword?
Body. Yes, Sword, that's it. I knew it was an S.
Shield?
I knew it wasn't
Sword.
It
and Shield. Yeah.
It is Shield, but it's
but
like...
But this is Sword, yeah.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. So that agent was, like, basically telling Wanda that she has the power to bring back Vision, like, completely.
Completely.
So does that, like, I feel like...
Because she can like, basically, like, rearrange, like...
Time and space.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, that's how she created the world.
Exactly.
And that's chaos magic. So that's why, like, it was explained in this episode, basically, like, she created this basically by accident.
Yeah.
Like, without fully knowing what she could do with her powers. And also, I really loved, this was something else I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I really loved that how they explained why it was based on TV shows.
Because
I relate to her so much with this. Like, she basically was raised by TV through her traumatic childhood.
Yeah.
And TV was always, like, the thing that grounded her and made her feel safe.
And it also brought her family together, too. Like, it was, like, an exciting thing that her and her family did before.
But even, like,
happened.
After everything happened, like, when the explosion happened and everything, like, the TV was still on and Dick Van Dyke was still playing. And she was just, like, fixated on it. And then when she was, like, in that facility and everything.
Mm-hmm. Watching television.
She's, like, that's what she did to, like, bring herself calm and safety, which is literally what I do.
Yeah,
like,
no, I completely agree.
Through my anxiety and all the trauma that I've dealt with.
I know exactly what you mean, honestly. But, like, I just think that I'm like, 100% positive I did know. Someone in the show said this or somewhere. I know they said that. Wanda literally had the ability to take down Thanos all by herself.
Yeah, so, and this is what this person is saying to us right now. She's the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Which I kind of thought that everybody knew that. Is that
not
in the Avengers movies?
No, I don't think so.
I, like, always knew of Wanda as the Scarlet Witch.
I did too,
because
my dad, like, he was like, oh yeah, then, and she is the daughter of Magneto.
Magneto,
and stuff like that, so... I was like, so okay.
That's kind of like how I knew of her character, but since I haven't seen the Avengers movies, I didn't know that, I guess that's not like the story that has been told of her so far.
Yeah.
Like, no. We didn't know her backstory before this. But yeah, she has some like, what's this person saying? She's got some crazy fucking powers.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yes.
No, and I mean, like, that's why I do think that they could do another season, especially because of the success.
They could, but they just might not.
They may not.
And if they do, it's not going to be the same as this one.
I was going to say that. And I think people need to be okay with that, because I think people don't get change or don't like the way things get shifted. Like
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And that's like an even worse example of never getting the same thing again.
Exactly. You know? Well, sometimes they'll bring things back in as kind of like little Easter eggs or blatant Easter eggs. But it's like
different stories being told in this under the same like umbrella of universes. Yes.
I think that's incredible.
I like that. Like, I really like that.
There has got to be so much thought going into that kind of stuff.
I totally think that they'll bring up Magneto.
You think
that
they'll bring up Magneto?
Maybe not in this, like, series of television episodes, but I think in this universe that they're creating with Wanda, if they do another season or another show.
In the X-Men
Magneto
version.
Has to come up at some point.
Because in the X-Men version, with Evan Peters, he knows Magneto is his father.
Yes.
And now that the fact that Evan Peters... was.
But Evan Peters was fake Quicksilver.
I know, and I just wish they Pietro. Would. I wish they would just be like, yes, there are two different universes.
I just want it to only be Evan Peters for the just like in like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, how they just like replace Aunt Viv, or like in Roseanne, they just replace what's her name.
I know that I can't think of her name. Off I know. The top I don't of my know why right I can't now. Think of
it. Either. Anyway, I think it would just be cool if like they would just make Quicksilver Evan Peters from now on.
I mean, I definitely don't think Aaron Johnson is going to reprise the role of Pietro in anything, because, I mean, I don't know. See, but then that's where I start to get confused, because in this universe, Pietro is dead. But in the X-Men universe, Pietro's alive and kicking.
Right, because that was a different time period.
I know, but it's just like...
The story is linear, it just... is told in a non-linear fashion.
Yeah, that's what blows my mind.
I know.
Greg was like saying that, he was like, they have to put so much thought into these different, and it's so hard when you have different, like you said, timelines lining up, and it's like so crazy trying to bring that all into one.
Totally.
But do you think they'll acquire X-Men ever at some point?
I hope so, and I hope that they go back in time and do a cool X-Men series and maybe bring Evan Peters back as Quicksilver in that.
That would be really cool.
Yes, they do it all the time in the comics, exactly.
They do, yeah. I mean, there's no reason why they can't just, like, they write can do whatever off an explanation. They want.
Especially
that's what I mean.
If they're doing it in TV show format and not in the movie format. I feel like they can just pretend like the movies don't exist in the TV.
Exactly, and just, like, in the series. TV show, they keep playing, like, making fun of how she loses her accent.
Yeah, I love
So, like, just make a quick, like, acknowledge
her accent is so fake
it
and awkward.
So
like,
bad.
Like, her acting is clearly so much better when she's just talking normally.
Exactly. And I feel like it's funny when they make, like, a quick nod to it, they joke about it, and then they move on. Because then
Me
you're
too.
Like, haha, okay.
And that's why I really like the tone of this show, and I hope that, like, continues in more of the Marvel shows that they make, is that it's so funny and, like dark, witty humor, you know?
I
like
agree.
That a lot. And
I do too.
I feel like it fits the vibe of the comics
better
than the, like, intense, serious CGI stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. I really enjoyed this so far. Yeah. I'm very invested.
Agreed.
Oh, so. Well, that was a great pop culture TV corner.
Yay! I love WandaVision.
I do too. I'm really...
It's only 10 episodes though, right? So it's like almost over.
Yeah, I think there's only 2 more episodes left.
I'm so upset.
All right, so I guess that means we can...
Get into our topic.
Get
for
into
us
our
today.
Topic. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Except
for
neither
this
of us can pronounce
it's,
this.
Okay. It's,
I think it's automatonophobia, because there's a word called automaton, and that's how you pronounce it.
I thought it was. Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Hold
I
on.
Think that that's
I,
how you
I
say it.
I have it. Okay, here. So maybe if there's a way I can have. Okay. See, I thought. Okay.
Yes, agreed.
Automaton.
Sorry. about what they said.
Automatonophobia.
I think that's how you say it.
Okay, all right, okay. So I'm just going to give like a
if we're wrong, let us know.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just going to give a quick rundown of automatonophobia.
I'm not going to keep saying it. You don't know who this is,
yes,
right?
I do. It's Seth.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, yes.
I just wanted to make sure that whoever's watching knows that there's a reason that there's a topic that's happening.
Oh, yes, yes, they know. Okay, so basically, it can be loosely defined as the fear of wax figures, humanoid robots, audio animatronics, or other figures designed to represent humans, or, like, I'm gonna add in human-like behavior.
Human-like figures is what I wrote
down. Yeah, and I'm also gonna just, because, like, I personally, almost all of my examples of this are not human.
Mm-hmm.
Figures.
Okay.
A couple of them are, but not all of them. So that's why I'm saying, like, okay, human-like, because these figures aren't humans.
They might be based on an animal.
Yes. Okay. They do human things.
Mine are pretty much all human, except my very first one, which we need to kick this off with, Br'er Fox is going to come to life and marry my father. It had to be mentioned.
I know. I was going to put it on, but I'm like, he doesn't give me any...
No, I put it on as a joke.
I was going to, but I'm glad you did. That's perfect.
So, for the most part, animatronics, especially in theme parks, don't scare me. So, most of mine are not that, but I'll talk about it.
So, I'm also going to just put a side note in here, too, that mine don't all take place in theme parks.
Most of mine don't.
Okay, cool. Some of mine...
Pretty much none of mine do. Well,
so, like, two-thirds of mine, I guess, are not in a theme park.
I think only one of mine is, and then I have one honorable mention that is in a theme park as well.
Okay, so do you want to go with your, like, least feared to your most feared, even though they're not really feared?
Yes, my most feared is a long list of a few of the same thing.
Okay,
so
that's fun. I'm excited.
I'll do that last.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my least feared.
Okay.
And then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, because with megalophobia, and with submechanophobia, I said I didn't have those fears.
Yes.
I have this fear 100%.
Oh, do you
just
really?
Just not with most, like, theme park animatronics, because most of them are cute and happy. But I have reasons why these ones do
I think we
me.
Have the same exact, Maybe. I think we might have the same exact ones.
Maybe.
Because, like, yes, I mean, I don't think, it's hard. I think I have a little bit of every one that we've talked about, like, submechanophobia, megalophobia, and
automatonophobia.
Thank you. So I think that I have a little bit of everything. It's nothing full blown, but like I said, butt chills. I get chills when I get near them, but I will still come near them. I will still experience them. I'm not like deathly afraid where I can't go near, can't see, right, can't do anything.
But some
anything.
Of these I am deathly afraid of.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited to hear this.
So first, I'm just going to say dolls.
Yes. Remember that doll room in the house?
That's
that you're
my, literally my first.
I'm going to find that picture. I think I tweeted it.
I hope you have it.
I swear to God, I think I tweeted it. I'm going to find it.
So, we're being very vague. So, my sister used to live in a house that was her friend's house that her parents moved out and they were like renting the house, whatever. Mm-hmm. They had a room in the house that was just filled with dolls.
Yes.
Just the whole wall.
Literally. And not just, it was wall to wall. Like every, almost like, four walls were covered.
Just shelves.
Uh-huh.
Of dolls. And you had to walk past that room to go up and down the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you'd walk, and they'd always have the door open, and you could see the fucking dolls just staring at you. A room full of fucking dolls.
I don't understand. Did Natalie ever find out why?
I don't know. I guess they just like dolls. Like, remember when you were, I don't know if this was a thing when you were a kid, but for me, everybody used to buy me, like, porcelain dolls.
I had
all
Barbie
the time.
Dolls.
I had Barbie
I
dolls.
I had collector,
too.
Like, collector Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
That's
but,
all
like,
I
the
had.
Porcelain dolls are terrifying. And that was just, like, a thing back in the day. People thought they were cute and nice. And you bought them and you had them displayed and they sat on, like, stands.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like maybe it was, like, along those lines. Like, they had doll, they had, like, a doll collection because that was, like, a thing.
Mm, okay.
That's what I assume.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Or they were all possessed by demons.
Yeah. Oh, we have to look up Circus Circus, apparently, in Minnesota. The robot band they had there is terrifying. Ooh. That, Okay, I'll get to
the, like the, Chuck E. Cheese.
I will get.
I don't have that on my list.
I will. So I'll start. Okay, so you said dolls.
Dolls in general.
I definitely find
that room.
I definitely find that in the fear, because they also say like mannequins. People have fear at the like mannequins. So it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be something that moves or talks.
No, basically what I wrote down as the description or the I can't think of words because my brain is broken, but whatever. Fear of human-like figures such as mannequins, wax figures, statues, dummies, animatronics, or robots. And then I wrote dolls.
Yes. No, I agree 100%. 100%. That's the first thing. Like, I love that that room was the first thing that came to
both of our minds.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I'm going to kind of elaborate on that, but mine is talking in a way.
Okay.
Ventriloquist dummies.
Okay, that's my main one that I'm going to talk about
at the end. That gives you, does that, really? Okay.
And I'm going to give you a few examples from pop culture of, I think, why.
Okay, that 100%. And then I'm going to go a little deeper into ventriloquist dummies and go also Zoltar. Zoltar freaks me out.
Yeah, I agree.
The guy in the box that, like, does your, and he just, the one specifically that comes to mind is
in New Hope.
New Hope. Is it
Love Saves the Day?
Love Saves the Day. There is
well,
one,
that always reminds me of the movie Big,
slowly
too.
Moves like
I
that.
Think it was in the movie Big. That's how he becomes
I don't think
Big.
I ever saw Big.
Oh, okay. It's like one of those machines.
Really?
I think it was the movie Big, or maybe it was a different movie of the same plot, but yeah.
That, those things freak me out.
I know,
because
me too.
Because they just have this dead look in their
the
eyes. I'm like, there's somebody's soul in that thing.
I know.
Stuck in there
the
for
very
eternity.
First one I ever saw was, I think, at South Street Seaport, or Sausalito, somewhere in San Francisco.
Okay.
There was like a nautical museum, and they had one of those.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, he said, gotta watch that new Nick Cage movie
I
where
did,
he's a janitor.
I did. I watched it last night. Did you watch
I haven't
it?
Watched it yet.
Okay, can I just... I'm just gonna,
Amanda told me about that.
I watched it last night, and let me... I don't know if you watched it, but I'm just gonna let you know that Nick Cage, I shit you not, does not utter a single word in that movie.
In the whole movie? Why is he even in it?
It's because it's an indie film, and I think he, literally, Greg and I were speculating
watching
the
movie. They didn't pay him enough to talk.
Not even that. He was like, I will do this movie for you if I have no lines whatsoever.
He's like, I don't really want to learn lines.
No, nope.
So.
He is just a badass in the movie, and that's all he wanted to play. Literally, just wanted to play a badass. And that was it. This is specifically the reason why we're doing this episode, because I remember that movie was a thing, and I also have, like, a love for Five Nights at Freddy's, and that's another movie that should be getting made. I think it is in the works,
yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's specifically, because Willy's Wonderland is, like, based loosely off of Five Nights at Freddy's, but, yeah, I watched it last night, and, man, it was worth $20. It's one of those shitty indie movies that are so
good,
cheesy.
Bad movies.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
My favorite type of movie,
but
honestly.
It's definitely, definitely a trip. If you haven't watched it, please watch it.
I love it.
You definitely should watch
oh,
it.
Oh, definitely.
Zoltar, what were we saying? I'm sorry, I got off.
We mentioned ventriloquist dummies, and then you mentioned Zoltar.
Zoltar,
did you
okay.
have any more to say about that?
No, just the fact that Zoltar's an audio animatronic that definitely freaks me out.
Terrifying.
I will give it a quarter and get my fortune, because why not? But looking at it, I was mesmerized.
I never understand the fortunes. I feel like they're written by someone who, like, English isn't their first language.
Didn't we
they never
in,
make sense.
No, but we went in there when we went to the train.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and I was just sitting there.
I know, it's really scary.
Mesmerized by it. I was just like, that thing is terrifying, but it's low on the level for me.
Yeah.
So you go on to your next one. And
okay.
Then,
so my next one is animatronic related from theme parks.
Okay, my next two are as well.
So, as I said, animatronics on their own don't scare me. However, when they are very human or, like, attempting to be human-like, very human-like.
Like how?
Like in the Hall of Presidents.
Dude, I have the Hall of Presidents!
That's when they fucking terrify me.
Oh my god.
Okay?
I'm so sorry for anyone listening to this in audio that I just screamed that because I just got so excited. I love that we're so in sync.
Those are horrifying because they almost look human.
No, and
but there's just something not right.
You know what it is? You know, do you know what it is? It's my name, so it's Amanda underscore STI V as in Victor ALA. Send me that because I want to see that robot band. So you know,
anyone listening at home, follow Amanda on Twitter.
Oh yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. Anyone also listening at home, you should totally join our live stream because we'll talk to you in real time.
They can't hear us on the podcast yet because it hasn't been posted.
I mean, well,
they
no.
can only hear us if they're watching live.
No, but I mean, if you listen to the podcast.
Then next episode, in the future.
So no, the reason I figured this out, because I also have another animatronic thing that freaks me out. The reason why the Hall of Presidents freaks me out, number one, is because they look gelatinous.
They do.
They look like they're melting.
It's like they're made of wax and the wax is melting.
That's it. Yeah. That is specifically the Donald Trump one.
Exactly what I wrote. Specifically the Donald Trump one. They're all terrifying, but that one is by far the worst one. Not just because I hate him.
No. The Donald Trump one looks like it's melting. They all look like the temperature in that room is raised a tiny bit, and they are just slowly melting. And none of the other, that's the thing that blows my mind, is none of the other animatronic,
even human ones, like even the Pirates of the Caribbean ones, which are old.
They don't look like that. It's just specifically the Hall of Presidents, and just the ominous fact that they're all just there in front of you.
I know.
Like, how many of them? I don't know. I'm a bad American. How many presidents?
45.
Well, going to be 45.
46.
46.
Yeah.
They are all just there in front of you, and I oh my God, I literally cannot, there's something, and it's just you go on, you tell me why, I'm just gonna answer.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it, but in addition to the Hall of Presidents, and the reasoning being that they look almost human, but there's just something wrong. And definitely it's that they look like melting wax figures.
I'm gonna look up a picture right now.
Another thing that makes me terrified of animatronics is when they are partial human-like and partial robot. Specifically, the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, the original Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Okay.
So the original one from the World's Fair is on.
I'm sorry. This is Donald Trump on.
I know, it's horrible.
Let's see if I can.
And his tiny hands and his big suit.
Can you see it?
Can you feel it, Mr.
There!
Krabs?
Oh my God, doesn't it look like he's melting?
It's really bad.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
It's so bad.
At One Man's Dream, which is not called One Man's Dream anymore, I forget what it's called now, at Hollywood Studios in Orlando, they have it on display, the original Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln animatronic from the World's Fair, from 1965 World's Fair. And it has, I'll show you a picture.
Yeah.
It has a human head, human hands, and then the rest of him is just, like, exposed robot.
What?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Why have I not known this?
I don't know. Have you ever gone into One Man's Dream?
I don't think so. I don't even go into the Hall of Presidents because it scares me. What?
Yeah.
Why?
We'll post this picture.
Why is that a thing?
You can see this.
Oh, my God. Why is that a thing?
Yeah.
He's feeling like Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, it's fucking horrendous, and I hate it so, so, so much.
That's what it's meant to be. That's what it's meant
They're
to be.
They're showing us, like, what the mechanics looked like.
Oh, okay, so
because
it's
this was
to be
the
like,
original. You've never been to One Man's Dream?
Absolutely not.
Okay, it's not an attraction. It's not a Hall of Presidents. It's literally, like, a museum of Walt Disney stuff. There's, like, a lot of original models and original drawings and stuff in there, and there's, like, a timeline of his life and how it all came to be.
Gotcha.
And you see, like, all this really cool original Epcot stuff.
That's awesome.
And the Great Moments with Mr. Link. It's really cool. I love it because it's very nerdy, and I fucking love that
shit. See, I am so bad when I, like, I've told you, when we go to Epcot, like, I don't go to the, like, the world showcase a lot and, like, learn. I'm just, like, on a strict deadline because I only have, like, a day. But now that when we go for, like, a week.
But there's nothing else to do at Hollywood Studios, so there's plenty of time to go into one man's dream.
To do at Hollywood Studios.
There's, like, two rides in the whole park, even now.
I honestly, to be honest with you, though,
now there's four.
I really don't go to Hollywood Studios very, like, when we go, it's literally for, like, an hour or two just to get those rides that I want to get on done.
We usually go for a half day. I like to eat lunch there because the Sci-Fi Dine-In and the Primetime Cafe are both
I've
amazing.
Never been to the Primetime Cafe.
It's awesome.
I want to make reservations for when we go. But yeah, that's the thing. When we go next time, I'm going to spend, like, a good day at each park. Like,
each park
and really go in-depth on everything because I'll have the time to do it. I won't have to balance multiple parks in one day.
Right.
But yeah, that,
yeah, it's fucking horrible.
Absolutely not. Oh God.
And then I just have an honorable mention of the insides of robots, the Stitch from Stitch's Great Escape after they closed
it
down.
Yes.
When the pictures like, of it, like it's literally just like skeleton robot.
Like, it's like this.
I know that's not human-like, but like that freaks
so
me
you
out.
Are like, I wonder if there's a word for like the fear of, like, exoskeletons.
Okay. I think it's a fear of secretly being a robot, because I had a nightmare once.
Really?
And I've always been afraid to talk about this, because I still...
Don't be afraid.
No, I still think it's real.
Okay.
So I'm afraid that if I say it out loud...
It'll come to life.
So it's sort of... You guys are going to think I'm fucking insane. So, you know, the theory that this is all simulation, none of this is real, whatever.
Yeah.
I've also was obsessed with the show Westworld... where they are robots, but they don't know they're robots, and they are sentient beings.
I've never watched that show.
It's real good. You should watch it. But I had a nightmare once where I woke up from my fake life as me, and I saw my arm, and my arm was a robot arm. I just remember looking over and looking at it and being like, oh my God!
See, that's so weird.
And, like, trying to escape, and they, like, put me back down into my slumber, and then I woke up in real life. Yeah.
See, I would find that pretty
interesting. So I think that's, like, a fear that I have somewhere inside me that, like, none of this is real. It's being controlled by someone else.
Yeah.
And I'm actually just a robot.
We're Sims. I always thought I was a Sim.
Well, it could be that, too.
Yeah.
But I had and the experience was just so real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every once in a while, I look at my arm, and I still see that robot arm.
Do you feel it, too, sometimes?
Yeah,
like that weird,
like, I'm like, is this real?
Ghost
like,
feeling.
What is happening?
That is crazy. When did you have that dream?
Not that long ago, like, a few months ago.
Wow.
Maybe a year ago.
Is the Westworld one where they're, like, Western robots?
Yeah, it's basically... You need to watch it. It's basically, like, a theme park.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's a theme park that's, like, the theme is
Western. And they become
Western,
aware, right?
But the robots are, like, so lifelike, you don't even know that they're robots. And then the first season, the whole question, are they really sentient or are they just programmed really well? But then they are. Like,
yeah.
They are.
Okay, yeah. I cannot wait to read this story later because that's the same thing, like, when I think of... Like, most of the time when I'm at these theme parks or anywhere where there's some sort of robotic creature lurking, I'm always just like, you gotta be real. You're alive.
I know.
You are alive and you're just really good. And that's where, like, the whole fascination of, like, Five Nights at Freddy's and Willy's Wonderland and stuff comes from because of the fact that it's just, like, there is something... unsettling about these things because you somehow know that they come alive at night.
I know.
They come alive at night,
I swear.
Now, the Hall of Presidents is in line with where my brain goes for my next one.
Okay.
Which is the Country Bear Jamboree. And I know so many Disney
lovers... I love
lovers,
the Country Bear Jamboree.
Now, I know so many Disney lovers are going to be so upset with me, but I'll go on it, but they are unsettling to me. And it's their faces.
Have you seen my Good Boy Jamboree t-shirt that Natalie gave me for Christmas?
No.
So.
I wanted you have to send me a picture of that.
So the podcast The Ride that I talk about every single episode of this podcast.
Okay.
They call themselves Good Boys.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how when COVID is over, they're going to have a jamboree.
A Good Boy Jamboree.
Because they talk about the Country Bear Jamboree. And they're like, they're talking about how, like, what is a jamboree? Like,
it's a party.
Yeah, and they're like, it's kind of like a hootenanny.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're going to throw a good boy jamboree. So they made these t-shirts that's like them as the country bears. And it says good boy jamboree.
Oh my God. Why didn't I know that you had a shirt like that?
I need to
send me a picture of that.
I will. It's so good.
That's incredible.
Maybe I'll wear it next time we record.
Do it. I'm going to probably wear my I'm going to marry your dad Ryan shirt the next time. God. I tie-dyed that really well.
Yeah, you did.
So now,
mine is dark blue, so I couldn't, but I love that t-shirt too.
So it kind of falls in line with Brer Bear too, because Brer Bear shares a similar face as the country bear.
He's got a big old seat.
See,
big old booty.
There's a specific country bear, and forgive me because I'm not a big country bear person. I'll watch it. Yeah, Donald Trump. I'll watch
it. That's gonna haunt my nightmares.
I'm sorry. I will watch the Country Bear Jamboree, like, when we go, but I'm not, like, a huge fan of it where I love, like, the movie.
No, me either.
But the fear that instills, the reason why I know I have this fear of them is because of the walk-around characters.
Mm.
And the walk-around characters are just remakes of the animatronics. And
so, do you think
I'm
going to
show you the specific one. Keep
do you
talking.
Think that the walk-around characters count as this? Because they aren't human, even though there's a human inside of the suit, like, the suit itself is not human, but it's human-like.
Mm.
So, or is that a different fear? Is there a fear of people in bear costumes? Bear costumophobia.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I really couldn't tell you. It's this one. It's this fucking one.
Okay, his face is bad. I agree
Wait,
with you
let
there.
Me see if I can... Just look at them all together.
I love them. They're so cute.
And it's... Okay, so this actually plays...
Look at their little fupas.
This goes in line with my other ones because the other ones on my list have, I guess, similar faces.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring it up here for anyone who wants to see it. If I can...
It's not very out there.
Wait, hold on. If I tilt
you can't
it,
see their faces. Their faces are the scariest.
Yeah.
I still like them.
We'll post it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
That. Oh, there it goes. The one with the blue. The one with the blue specifically.
Yeah, his
shit.
His teeth are kind of scary.
The one with the... It's their whole dead eyes. It's their, like...
It's because they're all, like...
They're all
drinking moonshine
they're all
and, like...
Yeah, they're all supposed to
We're
be...
We're having a hootenanny jamboree.
They're all supposed to be, like, ding-dongs, but, like, at the same time, it's just stuck in that face. The walk-around character, specifically, like that. But then you put it in a room that moves, and its mouth moves, and it sings, and that is just... scary. It's gonna come off and be like, oh, like, you know, I just think about it chasing you around the room and you're locked in there. That is scary.
That is really
I don't
scary.
Find them cute. I feel so bad. Like, I will.
You don't have to feel bad. They're not real.
No, I feel bad for the people who are diehard. I know there are people who are Country Bear Jamboree diehards. And
I feel like
not...
most people who like them, though, it's not like. And I'm sure that this isn't true for everyone, but I feel like most people like them. It's like this, for the same reason I like them. Like we like them because of how fucking weird they are.
That's okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we don't look at them like we look at Donald Duck, for example, and think, oh my God, he's so
cute.
I want to pinch his little butt. You know, it's like, wow, those things are disturbing in the best way.
In even the scariest of scary animatronics, like when I go through haunted houses and stuff, and they have scary animatronics and stuff, I'm not half as scared of them or as suspicious of them coming alive. That's it. It's my suspicion. I am not as suspicious of them coming alive as I am of these fucking country bears. I can't. These country bears are haunting. I can't go near the freaking walk-around character.
The country bears.
Oh my God.
Are killing me. I'm sorry. I can't stop listening to Britney Spears. I downloaded all of her albums, and I've been listening to her, like, nonstop.
That's great. You're supporting her, though.
But I feel like I'm not. I'm supporting her conservatorship, so I kind of felt bad about downloading her music.
That's true, because she doesn't really get all of that money anyway.
But I know that it made her happy that Glory went to number one last year, even though it was a few years old. And so I know, like, her getting listens and whatever, like, it does mean something to her.
That's good, though. Yeah. Oh, poor girl.
I know, I love Britney.
Poor girl Brit.
Anyway, so I
want to know what's next on yours, because my next two kind of go hand in hand. They're two different ones, but they have a history. together.
The rest of mine are just my examples of ventriloquist dummies.
Okay, so we can...
So you can talk about your next ones if you want. Okay. Or actually, I have a couple others. So, yeah, okay, I have a couple others. Okay. Never mind. I just wrote them in the wrong order. So this one is... So, and a few of my... Oh, yeah. Okay, so I do have a few. I do have, like, three more.
Okay.
Other than the ventriloquist dummies.
That's cool.
Okay, so I'll talk about this one next. So there's an episode... Oh. So a few of my dummies are also Twilight Zone episodes. This one's not a dummy, but it's from a Twilight Zone episode called Steel. It's not one of my favorite Twilight Zone episodes. It's actually probably one of the least interesting ones. However, So basically the plot is...
Hold on. So I'm going to be talking about them. I didn't know it was called Circus Circus. I'm going to be talking... He sent me a picture of the ones that are... I'm not showing you yet. I'll show you...
You interrupt me to talk about something that you don't even let me see.
Sorry.
That is so rude.
I was a surprise. Okay, go on.
Anyway. So, this Twilight Zone episode... is set in the quote-unquote future, but the year is 1974, but because it was made in the early 60s, okay. That is the future.
I was, like, confused for a second.
So, basically in this version of 1974, the future that they created, boxing, like, human boxing has been outlawed. It's no longer legal. So, to continue the sport, they created robot boxing. So
like
they
those
made...
Like those little robots?
No, like, human-sized... They look like humans, but they're robots and they're programmed to box. Now, I have pictures to show you because it's fucking horrible. So basically, the plot of the episode is, like, they have these things instead, and there's, like, these two guys who are, like, the handlers of the one boxing robot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, not doing well financially, and they, like, need him to win this next match to make money. But he's broken, and they can't afford to fix him. So, and if they miss out on the boxing event, they'll lose out on any of the prize money, because even if he loses, you get part of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the one handler dresses himself up to look like the robot, and he boxes instead, and the other robot, like, almost kills him. And, like... There's really no moral to the story other than, like, robots are going to become so powerful that even humans can't harm them. Like, that's kind of, like, that's why the episode's not the best.
Oh, my God,
but
though.
This fucking thing, let me show you.
Does it look human?
Yes, but, like with the Hall of Presidents, but not.
Ugh.
So this is, when you first are introduced to him at the beginning, he's under this sack.
What the hell? With the eyes cut out?
Yeah.
What the hell?
So that's, like, the first example of how terrifying he is. If you can see, he's under this sack. And he's the same height as them, and they're just kind of, like, wheeling him around. And then, when they reveal his face.
Oh my God, he looks like the guy from the Goonies.
The Goonies, yeah.
What?
Where's the camera? There he is.
Oh my God. What is his name from the Goonies?
I don't fucking know.
I wasn't
alive in the 80s.
I know.
Gen X,
I like
the Goonies too. Anyway, so that's that. That thing is fucking horrifying.
That is
so
horrifying.
That made my list because I'm a Twilight Zone connoisseur
horrifying.
That thing has
you
terrified
are.
Me before.
That is freaky. I 100% think that counts.
Also, it's the Twilight Zone, so I feel like it fits the Disney theme because
of
the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I agree. Do you have another one that's Twilight Zone?
Well, just the dummies. So
okay.
I'm going to do all those at the end.
Okay, so my next one go hand in hand. Next two go hand in hand, not next one. So basically, the animatronic band... At Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, agreed.
The whole band itself called, I think it's called, it's Munchies Animatronic Band.
Especially
Munches.
Because it's
Munches.
At Chuck E. Cheese, which is already like a gross, skeevy place.
Five Nights at Freddy's, baby.
Exactly.
So, okay, I can like specifically remember staring at these animatronics when they would play and just like... Because there's, like, a gate in front of them, like, mm-hmm. like a, you know, whatever. Not a gate, but, you know,
there's a gate because they're going to escape.
That's the thing. Or they don't want you crawling on top of them.
No, it's to keep them in.
But just looking at them where they are like... And their eyes...
Agreed on the Crypt Keeper.
Sorry.
Tales from the Crypt was actually another... Well, it's not an example. We'll go there.
Well, specifically, the lack of motion is what I think scares me the most. Because it's like there's just so little motion that they can do. And then their eyes just dart back and forth.
Yeah.
And there's something so dead about them that is just like... It's gonna malfunction one day. It's gonna malfunction one day, and it's just gonna be like, "F this."
I'm sure it has.
Well, I mean, like, malfunction mean come alive. Singing. It's gonna stop the facade, and it's gonna be like, "F this shit."
I'm going to marry your dad, Ryan.
But more like a fucking bite your head off kind of thing. Like, I'm sick of making pizzas.
Or he's only gonna allow you to have one bowl of warm water. Nothing else. And it's going to be a long ceremony. It's going to be very religious. It's going to take hours.
Oh, I wish we could just insert a clip of that. Like, because it's not a real thing. I wish there was a way that we could just make it happen.
We recorded ourselves reading it.
No, I mean like a clip of it actually happening.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wish there was a way we could do that.
When it really happens to us, we'll make sure that we record it.
Make sure. Every time I go on Splash Mountain, I'm going to have my phone at the ready.
Until it's no longer Song of the South themed.
True. Mm-hmm. Who knows how long that's going to be, though.
Probably years.
So my next one goes hand in hand with the Chuck E. Cheese one because of the fact that it is the precursor to Chuck E. Cheese and Munch's band. It's the Rockafire explosion at Showbiz Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So that Showbiz Pizza went out of business, but went into business and became Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
So, if you look at the animatronics from Showbiz Pizza to the Chuck E. Cheese ones, you can see similarities. But, I don't know if you saw the picture that I posted on our Instagram, but like...
Yeah, I did.
One of the
mouse with the face.
That is one of them. Yeah. And she freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
oh,
okay, yeah. I'm gonna show you the rest of the Showbiz Pizza people. Hold on.
Not cute.
Showbiz Pizza characters.
But you know who is a robotic musician at a restaurant that doesn't terrify people?
Sunny Eclipse. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, Sunny Eclipse is not harmful whatsoever.
No, he's just a wonderful lounge singer from another planet.
And tell me these faces do not remind you of the Country Bear Jamboree faces.
A little bit, but like the low-budget version. Well, of course. They're much scarier.
But these are ones that are definitely going to come alive and eat you. Look at this one specifically.
All of the missing children in the world. We need to see how long ago they were at Chuck E. Cheese.
He ate them. Like this one specifically. Oh, come on. Fucking why? It won't. Oh,
you can see.
That
he's
one specifically
scary.
Ate them. Like, oh boy. I feel
kick
like
that person out of here.
Oh, no. Doesn't. So he fucking ate them. Like that look,
oh, yeah,
he looks,
ate them.
He's hungry, he's thinking about his next meal.
I'm surprised he doesn't have blood dripping down his face.
There is a short, very, very short movie made of like an basically like an animatronic that ate kids come to life, and it's based off of that guy, that little guy. Like I'll show it to you later, but he specifically and
what
then
if that guy came alive and said he was gonna marry your father?
That I would be okay with. And then her, she's basically Chuck E. Cheese
in a cheerleading uniform. Why?
Wait, why are all their eyes whited out?
Okay, I'm gonna cry now, so I think I need to go home.
I don't know if you can see that.
You can't see their eyes being white.
No, okay, kind of.
We gotta post it.
I will for sure post that.
We'll
but
post
that
it.
Specifically.
Stay tuned.
Oh my god. Those two, and then when you see the exoskeleton versions of them, like I don't know if that's what scares you, Jackie, but, oh, man, I don't think you can see
it. It does. No, that, yeah, it's not coming into focus. That definitely scares me, but there's something about it being part human that I think scares me even more.
Or what if you opened it up and saw the part of humans inside of it?
That, like little opposite. Pieces.
Yeah.
Like, you cut open a robot and you see a heart beating inside?
Yes.
Okay, I don't like that.
Yes.
I don't like that
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. 100%. Exactly that.
I don't like it, Amanda. I don't like it.
It freaks me out. Like, that's why. And then they're just like, they are alive. You can't convince me otherwise because of the fact that, like.
That's basically Westworld, too. Like, when they first, like, they talk about how the technology has evolved. And, like, when they first opened Westworld, it was really more, like, robot insides. Mm-hmm. But then as they developed the technology, they basically, like, birth a human.
Exactly. There's something in them, and that's why they consume humans, is because they need to get their parts.
Yeah.
That and you cannot tell me that those faces do not consume humans. Like, they're just looking at you, looking for their next one. And that's why they come alive and eat children, and because
the same thing as the
want
QAnon
to become
conspiracy.
Alive. They have to harvest their parts in their bellies, and then all of a sudden, like, they start to replace those parts.
Is that what Chrissy Teigen is doing?
I don't know.
Just kidding.
Oh my God.
Okay. So this one's just kind of like, I'm going to throw this in there, but it's not that interesting. Mm-hmm. Mannequins, specifically with no heads. I fucking hate.
Really?
And when I worked at PacSun, we had mannequins that were like this weird, like yellowy brown plastic, and they were almost clear. Like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was so like
when I worked there, I'm pretty sure we had them too.
I'm sure you did because we had the same ones for so many years, and they were all like had like a finger broken off or like a toe broken off. And
100%.
They were just the most disturbing things in the entire world. And I had to work alone a lot there.
They would keep them, like, in when I worked at the one in Menlo, they had the two dressing rooms, and there was, like,
one in the dressing room.
But they had, like, all of them shoved
like,
an out-of-order dressing room.
Okay, just to store them, because there's no storage space in any mall.
Exactly.
We didn't have that,
we had a basement, too, though.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there before. But I would work alone, and I would do overnight shifts. And when you're doing an overnight shift and you're working like 14 hours and you're alone.
And you're tired and delirious.
You lose your fucking mind at some point.
100%.
And like walking, like I was specifically going to mention the mannequin that we kept in the fitting room because it was just by itself in there. And like I would turn the corner and just see it out of the corner of my eye and think that it was human.
Yeah, I agree. I know exactly. I mean, like I don't feel that fears per se, but I definitely
can
understand.
4 o'clock in the morning.
That's true.
When I've been there since 6 p.m. the night before.
That is true. I was gonna say, I think that once you get a little bit exhausted
and you're alone
and your mind starts to wander.
I mean, even the times where I was doing overnights with other people, it would happen to me at some point in time because you really just start to lose it. But especially the times where I had to do them alone.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Oh my God. I'm putting, when I stop to think about it and I put myself in your shoes, I'm just like, oh my God, I would run out.
I loved having a panic attack, I told you.
Being in the mall by yourself early in the morning or like late at night.
And I'd be doing like floor sets, so I'd be like on ladders using power tools alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guy that drives the Zamboni thing through the mall.
Wait, what
to clean
mall?
The floors, Bridgewater.
I didn't know that. I never saw him when I worked there.
So he would be like the only other person in the mall. And I would like hide from him when he would ride
by
the
door. Did he ever try to talk to you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, that's
I mean,
good.
He was probably a fine person.
Probably
but
a fine
like,
gentleman.
Being a young, I was like 21, 22 at the time when I worked. 22, 23 at the time that I worked there. So being like a young girl by myself in a mall where you hear about like people getting shot and people getting abducted. And,
exactly.
And I had been like harassed at that mall multiple times by creeps. So like being alone and there being one other person there and it being an older man, like I don't want him to know I'm there.
No,
you
by
know?
Yourself. Yeah. Did you have like the gates locked and everything?
No, we didn't have a gate.
We
had big doors that had like these like slats that went into the floor.
Oh, okay.
You really couldn't open it if it was locked.
We had a gate that we would put down and lock.
They don't have those anywhere at Bridgewater, I don't think.
No, I mean at the one in Menlo.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying I don't think that
Bridgewater
they had them everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because when I worked at Bare Minerals, they only had the doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Never had them either.
I wonder why. They're too uppity for that.
Bridgewater's not that, like, fancy. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, so, yes, the Freddy Michael Myers life-size ones, we've talked about this before in our submechanophobia episode. That one at the bottom of the lake is horrifying, not just because it's at the bottom of the lake so you don't know it's lurking there, but just, like, it come to life, like, that figure of from horror being in the real world, not on screen, because it's a human, I use that term loosely, because those characters aren't necessarily right. human, no. but yeah, that freaks human-like. Me out too. Okay, agreed. So are you onto the ventriloquist dummies now?
If you're ready for me.
I'm ready, because I had that too. I had one specifically in mind.
So I have three that I'm going to mention, but I also just wanted to mention this blog post that I found, if you want to see others. It's on somebody's blog, travsd.wordpress.com, and it's called, why is my internet has been, like, real weird today.
Mine has been, too. Maybe you're not on Verizon, though, so I can't even say maybe it's a Verizon thing.
No, I have T-Mobile. Okay, here we go. It's called A Short History of Evil Ventriloquists in the Movies, so they meant ventriloquist dummies, but mm-hmm. They list multiple movies and television shows that feature evil dummies.
Yes.
So if you want to read the rest of them.
I'm seeing the one, that guy.
The Great Gabbo.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
And then there's the one.
But I'm not going to talk about these. I just wanted to mention this if you want to see the rest of them.
More terrifying dummies.
Yes. And just the fact that there's so many of them mm-hmm. in media is insane. But the three that I'm going to talk about are two from Twilight Zone episodes and then one from another movie. Okay. So I'll talk about the Twilight Zone ones first. So the first.
Keep talking. I'm just going to close the blinds because it's so bright.
Okay, the first Twilight Zone episode with a terrifying dummy is called The Dummy. So it follows a ventriloquist called Jerry, who basically he seems to be, like, going mad, and he starts to hear, like, the dummy talking to him, and he's scared of the dummy, and he's trying to get away from the dummy, and he's trying to replace the dummy with another one because he thinks that the dummy is, like, controlling him or something, and everybody just thinks he's going insane. And then at the end, you don't see how this happens, but he tries to destroy the dummy, but then it ends up being the other dummy and not the one that he knew he locked in the cage, in the box. And then you see that the one he's scared of is out of the box. And then it, like, cuts to the end scene where now he's the dummy.
What?
And the evil dummy is controlling him. Yeah.
Was it like a curse or something like that? Or was
they
it
don't
like,
explain it. It's the Twilight Zone.
I hate that.
You know what the answer is? It's because they crossed over into the Twilight Zone. Don't tell. okay. So then the other Twilight Zone version of this was called Caesar and Me. So this one was a little more straightforward. It was a ventriloquist, and he had a dummy, and they were, like, struggling financially. They weren't, like, doing well, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the dummy talks to him, and he has a lot of sway over him, and the dummy starts to convince him to start burglarizing places.
I think I've heard of this one.
So he does, and he does one, and then he's like, we're never going to do that again, and then the dummy convinces him to do it again, and there's this girl who, like finds out that the dummy's talking to him and whatever, and, like, the dummy, like, doesn't seem to be shy about talking in front of people, but then when he gets caught, the dummy stays silent. So, like, the police come and they arrest the guy, and the dummy, like, pretends like he's just a dummy. And then when he gets taken away to jail, then now the dummy is here with this girl, and he comes back to life again, and it ends with him, like, telling the girl to kill someone. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, that kind of reminds me, or not reminds me, but, like, that dummy is similar to that R.L. Stine dummy, the Goosebumps one. That one always freaked me out, and that's where I get that, like, that Zoltar kind of dummy, like, even Jeff Dunham's fucking ventriloquist thing.
Ventriloquist dummy, the way that they look, the way their eyes move and their mouth moves, it's so scary.
There is a horror movie, and I think it's called
Dead Silence.
Yes,
that was the third one.
That is what I was gonna say.
That's the third one on my list.
Movie, and it was terrifying.
So, Dead Silence is the worst example of this because there are hundreds of evil ventriloquist dummies in this movie.
I remember that.
It honestly, like, I used to be like one of those teens that was like, your horror movies won't scare me. I really liked gore. I, like, loved the Saw movies. Like, nothing could scare me. Mm-hmm. But this fucking movie terrified me. Didn't stop me from watching it. But it terrified me. It will go on in history in my mind as being probably one of the scariest movies ever. Yeah. And I think it's because of my fear.
Talk about it, I can literally, like, think of the one, there's this one scene where they're in an attic. I don't know who, I've literally caught, like, the end of the movie, so, like.
You should watch it.
One guy's, like, caught in the attic and all
and
these.
And you see the old woman's face.
Yes, and they're all just, like, coming at her.
She was the original ventriloquist. Yes. And she was terrifying.
Oh, my God. Yeah, even the people who control the dummies, they're scary, too. Mm-hmm. They're terrifying. Anyone who has, like, I don't know.
Yep, I don't like them. I hate them.
I don't want a dummy.
I don't want them to exist.
No.
I think puppet humor is not funny.
No. No, I don't either. I don't get it. That's why Jeff Dunham
blew up. Why do people like Jeff Dunham?
When
I don't understand.
Jeff Dunham blew up.
Not because they're scary, just because how is that funny? I don't understand.
I don't understand. I really don't. It boggles my mind. I never found him funny. I don't think I laughed at a single one of his dummies.
Me
and
either.
A lot of his dummies were really racist.
Really racist.
Yeah.
Really, really racist.
So the fact that he still has that, like, I can't.
Know.
He has, like, Netflix specials and stuff like that.
There's a lot of stupid people in this world, let me tell you.
But the
they
fact
like
that people
things.
Enjoy watching ventriloquist mm-hmm. humor.
I mean, but they have, like, there's all these movies about ventriloquists.
I know. I guess that
dating back
yeah,
to
it was early entertainment.
They've existed for so long, and people think it's cool. Like, people that still like it. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm thinking about them, and it's just giving me even more heebie-jeebies. I think mm-hmm. of it as a way of them controlling you.
And
you're not the one controlling them. As soon as you put your hand in there, they're controlling you.
Exactly, like that first, the dummy, Twilight Zone episode, where he, now he's being controlled by the dummy. Like, that's exactly how I feel about
it. There's definitely another movie or TV episode reference where it was like, the person was like, the dummy and the ventriloquist.
Victorious.
Was that it?
It was Robbie with Rex.
And Rex was the one that came, and Rex would talk, but Robbie wasn't, like, Robbie was like, bleh. Yeah, okay, why is that funny?
I wanted to mention Robbie and Rex on this episode because that disturbs me so much, and Robbie is, like, the funniest character, but it's so disturbing. That's real.
And there was, like, an episode, it was, like, a Breaking the Fourth Wall type of episode where they're, like, interviewing the cast
yes,
of...
Yes, and Rex is the one interviewing them.
Yes.
Yeah. They're, like, pretending it's, like, an after-show kind of, like, event.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that episode.
It's
a fantastic TV show.
It is a fantastic TV show, but not specifically the freaking dummy interviewing them.
Because now he's talking on his own.
Exactly.
He's sitting on a chair.
And the funniest part about
it. And they act like he's an actor. Like, they pretend like he's just an actor playing a puppet.
And the funniest part about it is in the show, and I'm sure they do this for a reason, but, like, the Rex's voice is not Robbie's voice.
No.
And Robbie's supposed to be the one, like, puppeteering him.
That's why it's funny.
I know, but it still freaks me out because it's like, who is inside that dummy talking and moving?
Not a dummy. He's real.
Oh, my God. No. No. God.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I guess that really sums up our, can you pronounce it, automatonophobia.
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 What is 30 Coins?
What?
On HBO. I've never heard of it.
No, I have not. I'll have to watch it. I just got HBO Max, so now I can watch all those things. And now you can too, because you can use it. It's just you and me watching stuff on there, so you can watch all you want.
Okay. Well, so, I have a lot of subscriptions and things that I could give you back.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay, perfect.
I definitely feel this one too.
Yeah.
Just like submechanophobia, just like megalophobia. One thing I don't feel is masklophobia, which
fear
is
fear of masks.
Yes, and like
that sounds fake.
Fear of masks, and I think it kind of plays into like what we talked about before.
Furries.
No. Maybe not not talking about furries.
Furry phobia?
No, more so of, like, the mask, like, the walk-around characters.
Yeah, furries.
It's not a furry.
If they were having sex with each other in those costumes, they'd be furries.
Yes, but they're not, so... No, but then there's other characters, I guess, that aren't specifically animals. Like, Jafar. They have a Jafar mask character that walks around. Or like, the fucking Queen of Hearts face.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one, though.
See, now that I'm talking about it, I'm just like, they're ingrained in my memory. Not so the do furries. I have a fear of them? I mean... Do I have a fear of them, though?
Maybe. I need to know if that's, like, its own fear or if that could be considered... I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll have to look it up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I think we'll give it a rest for now on the phobias, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of other things that I definitely want to get into.
Totally.
But I would like to round this off with a story from Reddit.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to read this straight from my phone. It was posted 5 years ago on Reddit by the user DomTheCreator14. So, Dom, if you're listening...
Dominic Toretto.
If you're watching, I'm reading your story. I do not claim that this is mine or anything like that. So, I guess he worked at Disney. This is what I'm just going to read it straight from his mouth, okay? So, before I tell you my story, I have to tell you that I haven't worked at Disney for 6 months. So, he hasn't worked there for almost 6 years now. Okay. Now, currently. Mm-hmm. I got the gig through their college program. Getting paid to work at the happiest place on earth? Great, right?
Nope. You don't get paid very much.
No, not at all. Barely livable.
Literally not livable.
So, he said, I would write no sleep stories just about my day-to-day work there, but it wasn't all bad. The novelty of working there surprisingly never wore off, which I was always wondering, like, you love it so much, you work there, does it ever become like, I don't love this anymore?
Yeah.
Surprising.
Probably depends.
Yeah. In mid-August, I was starting to legitimately enjoy it. That was until I got the complaint. Yeah. What is up with the additions? It scared the shit out of my kids. This is someone, I guess, talking to him. I sort of looked at this woman with the, what the hell are you talking about, face. She said, he said, we haven't done any additions to Pirates of the Caribbean in a while. When was the last time you came here? And she said, we were just here in December. I'm just saying that the fish robot got way too close to the boat. The fish robot got way too close to the boat.
Like Jaws.
I have no
made
idea.
Made its way to pirates.
I'm reading it. You'll see. This is my theory. They come alive. Okay. So, holy shit. For anybody who has not been to Disney World, for anybody who has been to Disney World, should know that there is no fish animatronic on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. I cashed the woman out. I was working at the shop outside the ride. Called my supervisor over the walkie-talkie and told her what she told me. Supervisor said, wait. What? Fuck. I'll be right over to go to the nearest break... Or I'll be right over. Go to the nearest break room.
Okay.
So I did just that. I sat in the cool... I don't know why this person's going into depth, but I'm just reading what they wrote.
They're okay? A writer.
I sat in the cool room for a few minutes until my manager finally came in. She actually locked the door, so against the rules, to make sure that we were the only two in there. So, she said that there was something in the water. I told her yes, and she asked me, did she say anything about hair? What the fuck? I'm reading this as I'm talking to you, just so you know. Like, I know the gist of it, but I don't know the whole story, so I'm reading this with you.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there really confused. I said no and asked what she meant. Well, I got approached by a few guys, early 20s, and they told me that they saw what looked like a mermaid near Barbossa's boat. Oh my god, I just got asked. Oh my god, I'm thinking of the water. The water.
Because you're getting submechanophobia and
oh my god,
automatonophobia.
Oh my god, my heart is racing. Okay, sorry, let me get back in there. I just assumed that they were high and forgot, but if someone else saw it, we need to tell the ride runners. I just got lightheaded. My manager and I headed towards the inner tunnels that led to the mechanical room for the ride when a woman sprinted out of the exit, sobbing her eyes out. We quickly brought her to the break room and asked what was wrong. Through her sons, she tried to explain that while she was on the ride near the plundering scene, which I'm not quite sure what is the plundering scene?
Like the pillaging scene? I guess maybe. Is that what they meant?
She saw something pass the boat. Now, the water in the ride is not very deep, so what she described next sounded absurd. So I'm guessing, that was the pillaging one. Okay. It looked like a mix between a fish and a person. Its arms were only a few inches long, and I saw the fucking gills. It had huge eyes, no nose, and a gaping mouth. We calmly asked her what color
I'm picturing it like the Harry Potter mermaids.
Yes, me too. We calmly asked her what color the scales were. No, it didn't had scales.
It didn't have scales.
That's what it says. It didn't had scales. Okay. It was flesh. Within 5 minutes,
the tail was flush?
I guess.
It's really gross.
Within 5 minutes, the ride was shut down. I didn't have high enough clearance to know what they were doing to find the thing in the ride, but my manager was cool enough to tell me what they had found. Near the jail scene, a disgusting mound of flesh was left on top of the dog.
I mean, I'm sure this doesn't sound like it's real at all. This sounds like a stupid creepypasta fake thing.
Listen, I'm a personal believer in certain pastas, and I think this one could possibly be true.
I don't think that this is a possibility.
Possibilities. They're not endless.
At the beginning, sure, but this hunk of flesh thing has gone a little too far.
Let's see where it goes. Okay. Let's see where it goes. Okay. But nothing else was seen. Now, like I said before, I was just a normal worker, so I don't know about any investigations they did about the pirates incident, but I do know when the next fucked up thing happened. Okay, here we go. Okay, a few days later, I was working in Hollywood Studios doing janitorial work, where I heard a family talking as they left the great movie ride, Your Fave, which is a perfect, perfect ride.
It is perfect.
Did you hear Kevin scream at the alien scene? A tween boy pushed the girl who I assumed was his sister. Shut up. The robot came so close to us. Did you see its eyes? Red flag. I assumed they were talking about the xenomorph scene and what they were saying didn't add up. So yet again, I called up my supervisor. The supervisor was there. Supervisor there was a pretty young guy. I'd say about 25. So he thought I was fucking with him when I told him. But he had heard what happened at the Pirates ride. So he quickly took up. This person doesn't know how to type. He quickly took me up seriously. What did it look like? Fuck. I had practically chased his family down to stop them. They acted like I was accusing them of doing something wrong when I asked them what it looked like. We didn't touch any of the props, sir, the father said. No, I don't think you did. I just would like to know what was wrong with the animatronic. I was trying to pretend like what they had saw belonged. Mm-hmm. Well, first, the slobber was a gross touch. It would have been nice on sunglasses.
What?
This person doesn't know
this
English.
This is why this sounds like a fake thing that some dumb person is just making up.
Or this person just typed it so furiously because they just had to get it out and they just needed to put it out into the world. Yeah. Don't be so dismissive. Mm. Anyway.
You can't believe everything you read online, Amanda.
Yes. So a warning would have been nice. I think they meant to say, like, it got on my nice sunglasses, so a warning would have been nice.
Gotcha.
I'm very sorry. Could you describe the prop so we could take a look at it? You don't even know your own ride? The ostrich human thingy. Oh my God, that reminds me of that ostrich. We're gonna go in. Hold on. I was so confused, I asked her to explain more. She reluctantly went on. The thing covered in flesh, the bent legs, the arms in the shape of wings, and the really long neck, that one. Yeah, I'm sorry, we'll take a look. I felt very uneasy, so I got away from them as quickly as I could and told my supervisor what they said. He told me that he would handle it and to get back to work. I stalled a bit doing my work so I could stay pretty close to the ride. It was shut down within minutes, and the plain-clothed Disney workers, yep, people get paid to pretty much go to Disney and have fun, all to keep an eye on the guests. Wow, I wonder if that part's true.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. They went inside the ride, but then 5 carts drove up to the ride. 8 men holding medical masks and black briefcases ran inside. This is the one thing that I hadn't ever seen before. These Disney workers were breaking the magic, so it had to be serious. Luckily, the supervisor was pretty cool too and explained that they had what they had found in there. Little pieces of flesh were scattered around the Wizard of Oz scene, but something else was left there. A sticky note attached to the witch's broom. 2 words were written on it. We're here. Ooh, that reminds me of Bray Wyatt. Anyway, next week, The next week felt really weird among the cast members. A lot of them explained that they had felt like they were always being observed and not in the normal, hey, look, it's beauty way. I guess I mean, like, beauty as Beauty and the Beast. That's weird.
Belle.
Yeah, that's what their
name.
This
person doesn't know anything about Disney. This is all fake.
Oh, well, we'll see. I could notice that the secret security had been...
I'm still riveted.
I could notice that the secret security had been beefed up in every park. I even got to talking with one that was down in the tunnels near Magic Kingdom. They said, I don't know much. They just told me that if I saw something suspicious, call the suits. I guess that means the men in black.
They're over at Universal.
I know, so right? Maybe they have secret tunnels.
They do. They totally do.
People that have worked at Disney know what the suits are. Oh, here we go. They pretty much are Disney's CIA. No, not in some freaky conspiracy kind of way, but whenever there's a suspicious threat to patrons' safety in parks, the suits are there to respond. They don't actually wear suits. We just call them that because of the CIA parallel. We just call them that because... They don't actually... Oh, sorry. Sorry, my eyes jumped. They don't actually wear suits, we just call them because of the CIA parallel. Yeah. They usually are behind the scenes, ready to go at any given moment. They do wear black polos, though. So if you're at Disney and you see an unusually high amount of black polos in one area, you're probably in danger and you don't even know it.
There's probably some flesh creature somewhere near.
That's terrifying to think about. Now I'm going to just think of look around all the time.
You're just going to be scared of all the dads wearing black polos.
Yeah. Especially in the Florida heat.
True. That's, why are you wearing black?
Exactly. Though I always wear black to the park, so.
Me too.
But back to the story. The last time I was involved in one of these incidents, 2 days before I quit, I was on the nightly cleanup shift when all the patrons left the park. I was out there cleaning their shit up. This particular night, I was working alone in line for Splash Mountain. Ooh, it's going to get good. That's what I was thinking about, that ostrich-like thing on Splash Mountain at the end when they're all singing. And it's like, it looks like an ostrich. That's what I thought. There's like a bird.
You're talking about the birds that are like line dancing?
Yes, but there's one specifically before that. They all like look the same, but there's...
I don't think those are ostriches.
I always thought they were like
maybe
ostrichy.
Maybe they are. I'm not sure.
I feel
like they're too feathery.
That's true, to be ostriches.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I never really thought about what kind of birds they were.
Yeah, right? Was working in the line for Splash Mountain. The engineers had just passed me, so I assumed they were done with their nightly inspections. But in passing, they told me that a garbage bag had been ripped open and I had a lot of work to do. Yep, right near the sign that says Last Chance to Exit, a fully filled garbage bag had been ripped open and there was garbage everywhere. After 10 minutes, I was nearly done cleaning it up until I heard a quiet voice, hop, hop, hop. I looked up and
saw... A voice saying the word hop?
Correct. That's exactly correct.
Okay.
I looked up and saw that right in the entrance of the ride, a log was in the water and someone was in the front seat. This next sentence baffles me. The lights were all off and I had left my flashlight on the ground so I could barely see the person beside the outline of their body. Hop, hop, hop. Hey, the ride is closed. I'm going to have to ask you to leave, please. I could see the figure shift. Whoever it was getting out of the log, so I picked up my flashlight and shined it on them. To this day, I wish I hadn't. On the platform was this monstrosity, on all fours, in a crab-walking formation. But...
I think you've totally lost me.
I know. On all fours in a crab-walking formation, but its head was straight up. So I guess it was like... like that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was the eyes of a human, but the nose of a rabbit. And I shit you not, tall fucking ears.
And
I guess
it says
bunny.
Hop, hop.
Tall bunny ears. Okay.
Okay.
It wasn't covered in fur or any type of clothing. It was covered in bare flesh.
It was covered in penises. Just penises from head to toe.
It wasn't covered in penises. It was covered in bare flesh.
I'm picturing the funk.
Oh my God. Yes, I know exactly. They were teats.
Teats, you're right, those teats. This one's penises. Yes. The same idea.
The creature started advancing towards me in an awkward jerking motion, but it was moving pretty slow, so I sprinted back towards the exit. As I was racing towards the exit, I pulled out my walkie-talkie and screamed into it that I needed a suit right away. I stood outside the entrance for about a minute, making sure the thing wasn't behind me anymore, before Suit finally came. This time, it was something I had never seen before. He had a pistol with him. The Suit checked all over the ride and found only a few things. Little piles of flesh and another sticky note taped to one of the vultures before the big drop.
So what, it leaves sticky notes behind and then it just explodes?
I guess. It leaves, like, some skin and some sticky notes. And it says, this sticky note said, "We won't leave. For the next day, they let me stay in a nice room in one of the pop hotels." What does that mean? Is that like Pop Century? Okay. That's my hotel. People came to the room a few times asking what I had seen, but when I started to ask them questions, they all seemed to clam up. This pissed me off to no end, so I decided to quit. I'm sorry to finish this rather anticlimactically, but since I quit, the company has cut literally all ties with me. Back around December, for some reason, I really wanted to go back there. They said yes, but only if I could do a screening. They gave no context for that, so I declined. I don't know what happened to those weird occurrences, or with those weird occurrences. The cast members that I had talked to said no weird shit had gone on since that night. I have my theories on what those things were, but all I can say is Disney is
what
much...
What could your theories possibly be?
Here you go. Here you go. Disney is a much more powerful corporation than many people think. I personally believe those things were a product of someone that Disney had pissed off, or something that they had created themselves. All I know
is... they're doing illegal testing on humans to create, like, humanoid, like...
The gelatinous presidents in the Hall of Presidents. This all makes sense.
Maybe all the flesh melts off of them at night and forms another being. And that's what those are.
That, it makes... Okay, stop. Now, I know we were joking. Like, this is, like, definitely stupid. But think about it. I swear, think about it. They look gelatinous, piles of flesh. Maybe it's from the Hall of Presidents. Maybe it was Donald Trump.
With all of the crazy things that you and I have said on this episode today, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody from the probate courts showed up at our house tomorrow saying that we're going to be under conservatorship at this point.
Or the Suits. The Suits might come up to our homes. They don't know where we live, though. They'll probably find it.
We're live streaming this right now. They could, like, trace our IP address or whatever.
I was
going to
say, can they, like, what's that?
Geolocate?
Yeah, geolocate. Yeah. I'm, like, going like this. Like, pinpointing on a map. Well, you know what? At least we know we were right then. I swear, I do think that Disney has some weird things going on sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust them. They are suspicious as heck.
They are. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that I definitely, I mean,
and a company that big and that powerful.
And post-it notes, I don't know. But I definitely think that there are certain things that happen there at night that most people don't know about.
There's something weird going on with the Hall of Presidents flesh.
I agree.
It's hiding something.
It's so gelatinous. It's so disgusting.
Have you ever seen the movie The Blob? That's what it is.
No, I actually feel like I've never seen The Blob before.
Or Flubber.
Yes, they are flubbers. It's okay. I'm going down a hole, and I'm gonna stop. I'm not gonna go there. I swear. In my mind, Country Jamboree and the Hall of Presidents, they're so close together, there's got to be a connection.
Well, if you shave the country bears, what's underneath?
Exactly. Or the Hall of Presidents, they kind of, like, mutate together. And then one day, they're just going to... That's what it is. They're mutating together, and they're going to... We're losing people left and right now. Like, yeah, that's it for me. I'm not gonna go there. I'm done. I'm not going there. Just know I have some theories, and I'm just twiddling my...
I'm just scared because you don't seem like you're joking, and, like...
I'm not joking. That's the thing. I really swear to God, there is something so unsettling, and there's gotta... Like, I have, like, a sixth sense for these kinds of things, and there's something so unsettling about those two animatronics specifically, the Country Bears and the Hall of Presidents, and they are so close to each other, there's got to be more to it, at night specifically. I wish I could stow away in a Disney park at night and see what happens there.
Well, I'm a little worried about Amanda, so I think I need to go put her to bed.
You gotta go put me to sleep.
Oh, I guess we should really end it there then.
Well, we've talked about before where we would want to sleep if we slept in a Disney park, so did this play into it?
I mean, you said that you wanted to sleep on the log, right? For the Splash Mountain. Yeah,
that was
Mountain.
One of the things that I chose.
Now I can't stop thinking about this hunk of flesh in the log on the Splash Mountain, crawling like a crab.
Well, I still also think that sleeping on the Carousel of Progress would be nice.
I definitely think
It'd
so,
too. It'd be comfortable.
I'm not scared of John.
No, I tried to look at, like, lists of animatronics that people find scary, and one of them was the uncle in the Carousel of Progress, and they specifically showed the picture of him in the bathtub.
Oh.
And I agree that that is terrifying, but not in the same way.
I think, and I think...
It's more like, wow, he's a creepy uncle.
But you know what?
It's
those
like that
more,
kind of fear.
But those look more like humans than the human...
Than the Hall of Presidents. Too. I agree. And it's weird because they're, like, really old and, like, you'd think
and
that
they all
be...
have, like, a specific model they were based off of. Like, they reuse the faces quite often.
And their skin, I feel like the Hall of Presidents, their skin is, like, shiny.
It is.
And in Carousel of Progress, they're not. It's, like, matte
it's
skin.
It's gotta be a wax thing covering the animatronic. Like, they're trying to be, like, a Madame Tussauds kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're wax figures. Because they're trying to make them look... like the people.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference, is that most animatronics are either based on fictional, like, not real characters, or it's based on cartoons.
Exactly.
Or animals.
Yes.
So they don't have to worry about making them look like
human.
A real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, could you imagine the wax figures at Madame Tussauds coming alive?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Moving around, like,
that's
putting
terrifying.
a robotic exoskeleton underneath the
but
wax.
But the thing is that they're all, like, based on celebrities that I like, or, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I
that's
feel
like the real dolls. That's what it reminds me of.
Like Lars and the Real Girl. We went to Porta last week, and they had a pizza called the Lars and the Real Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they name a pizza after that?
I don't know. It made me laugh so hard. We ordered it. It was delicious.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think we should really end it there, though, honestly.
I agree.
Bye. We're ending it, too. I'll
thanks for being here.
I'll come visit your stream when you start streaming. I'll get a notification for it. Thank you for listening to our rambles. Our insanity.
Hopefully you didn't call the police on us.
He called the suits on us. Oh my God. All right. We'll close it off there. Okay. Do you have anything that you want to promote before we close out, other than our own stuff, which we'll get to in a second?
No.
Nothing else? No Podcast The Ride episodes? Or...
All of them. Listen to Podcast The Ride.
Yeah.
Listen to all the podcasts that I always talk about.
Okay.
And hashtag Free Britney, of course.
Of course. Always and forever, hashtag Free Britney.
And that's it.
I know. All right. Well, if you like what you're hearing or watching and you want to follow us on Instagram, it's Disney Goth Pod. On Instagram, and then if you want to email us the old-fashioned way and talk to us there, or suggest any more topics, because we're always open to that, you could email us at disneygothpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
And anything else? We don't have any other social medias.
No, I don't really use any of my accounts anymore.
Yeah, they're silly.
And my other podcast has been on long-term hiatus.
Reprieve. Yeah. Is that the word? Reprieve? I don't know.
I think that's... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. My brain is fried from this topic.
Me too. My brain has holes in it, and words, specifically words, tend to fall into those holes.
My God. All right. Well, I guess that's it for today. Well, I guess we'll end it the old-fashioned way and hurry back.